Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The Mind Aware, 457.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. You know, this is one of those shows where the Facebook audience is going to get the full benefit of what's happening here. So we might even include the link to the show below this, because we're doing a show on perfectionism. Because I think, like, perfectionism is crazy pervasive. A lot of people have it. And I mean, me too, right? We're externally motivated. It can be hard to put yourself out in the world. And because many times our biggest self-critic is ourselves. We're the ones criticizing ourselves more than anybody else, right? And so because of that, it can paralyze us, or it can slow us down, or it can make us feel like we don't want to get out in the world in a bigger way. So for the benefit of the podcast audience who's listening to this later, I have shown up to the Facebook show with a gold mask on my face. Which I don't think is going to make it to the whole show, because it's already shifting a lot. And I want to give a shout out to the young internet marketer named Peng June out there, because I saw him do this and I thought, you know what? That is just brilliant. It's just brilliant to say, how can I get out there so authentically me, or so much in a way that people would be shocked, or like, oh my gosh, how could she show herself like that? And so anyway, the second I saw him do it, I thought, I absolutely have to do this, because I think, you know, we're plagued by this too much. And especially in this particular following, the people who follow the Mind Aware show, you're change makers, you're change agents, you're out there making a difference in people's lives. You're out there helping people transform and live their biggest lives. Did I just steal that from Oprah? So it's so important to me. I really would like to encourage you to just nip this in the bud. And so let's talk about how we can get over perfectionism, how we can move past perfectionism. Okay, so first thing I'm going to do is take this mask off, because it's impeding my speaking. And I have to tell you, when I first thought about doing this, I thought, I think I'm going to have makeup underneath my mask so that I look good when I take the mask off. But then I realized, well, that kind of defeats the purpose of this whole conversation, doesn't it? It defeats the whole purpose if I, as soon as I take the mask off, have makeup on or have some kind of enhanced complexion. So here I am. This is all me. This is the real me. And I want to talk with you about perfectionism, a number of different things, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And some of the things I'm going to tell you, you're probably not going to like. So I'm just going to hit you with them anyway. The first thing I want to talk about, and I came to realize this a couple of years ago, is that not getting your work out in the world because you're trying to make it perfect. Many people will tell you, well, you're not wanting it to get it out in the world because you think it's not exactly right. And then they'll say, but really it shouldn't be about you. It should be about them, right? It should be about the other person. And I think that that's easy to say. It's easy to say it should be about the other person. But when it comes right down to it, it doesn't feel like that when you're putting yourself out there. It feels unsafe, or it feels like I'm going to be criticized, or it feels like a not a feel good. And it's easy to say it's not about you, it's about them, and it's about the people you can help. But it doesn't always feel that way. And so I want you to really, I want to hit you between the eyes with something that's going to sting a little bit when I do it. But once I say it, I think you're never going to be able to look at perfectionism the same way again. So the first thing I want to say is, when you're feeling like things have to be perfect before you get them out, it's really a vanity move. And I don't know about you, but that word vanity really hits me to the core. Like, I really hate that word. Like, I hate that thought of being vain. But I can tell you, when I had that mask on earlier in the show, and when I had no makeup on now and coming on, I could feel myself getting myself ready for the show. And look at, I didn't redo my nails, for those of you that haven't noticed, right? I did, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm really going to go out there like not what I would normally go out there looking like on the show. And I felt vain. I felt really vain in that moment. And it hit me even at a deeper level that when you're withholding work that could help other people, that could transform their lives, that could change their lives, and you're not doing it because you're worried of being criticized, or that it's not perfect, or that it's not exactly right yet, that's vanity. That's pure vanity. And I hope that that word makes you go like, oh my gosh, I'm cringing and I don't want to be that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person. So having said that, I want to move past that, because I know for me, when I started thinking of it as vanity, it started to get very, very easy to take action, because I didn't want to withhold what I knew could help people just be to make myself feel a little better. So having said that, I want to share a couple of ideas with you about perfectionism. One of them I got from an interview I did with Bob Jenkins a couple of years ago. And he's, for those of you who don't know, his name is Bob the Teacher Jenkins. He works over at Lead Pages. And he's really a fantastic teacher in his own right. He's got a book out. He's just good stuff that he's got. And one of the kind of funny tips that he gave me about perfectionism that I thought was relevant to talk about is that perfectionism seems to hit more people who are of an older generation, you know, myself included, because he said a lot of it matters, depends on when you learned how to type. Because my generation, anybody I think even 45 and above, we probably learned to write or learned to process or type things either handwritten or on a typewriter. And on a typewriter, if you were doing something professional, you got that autocorrect tape at one point, or you got the little tape you could put in there, or you could use the whiteout, but you couldn't make more than just a few mistakes on a professional document, or you had to do the whole thing over. Now, as the generations came up, each generation got a little bit better technology, so they were able to eventually use a word processor where you could correct like the last line. And then now, of course, where we are today, where you can just make all sorts of mistakes and revise them and change them and revise them and on and on. So Bob Jenkins and I, at that time, we got into this conversation about this. And I was saying to him that, yes, it's not only interesting how the older generations, there was a real problem with making mistakes. It was a real challenge with making mistakes. But as they got younger, think about the new generation coming in now, and think about the environment that we live in now. The environment that we live in now says, not only is it okay to make mistakes, but in fact, it's authenticity. The more mistakes you make, the more real you are, the more authentic you are, or the more you show your warts, that is the more popular you are, the better received you are, the more authentic you are. So we have a lot to learn from the new generation coming up. We have to learn that, hey, not only is it okay to show your flaws, but it's what makes you you, and it's essential. And so perfectionism is really a dying dinosaur that won't exist anymore in the future. Okay. Then finally, I've got one more thing I want to talk with you about. And I think what I'll do, let me take a little quick pause here. Because for those of you that don't know, we're live on Facebook and on, oh, actually, today just on Facebook. That's a whole nother story in perfectionism, which I will share with you after the break. So today we are live on Facebook. So I'm going to take a break. If you want to be part of the Facebook audience, head on over to danaupdate.com and we'll let you know when I go live. Also, by the way, if you're interested in how to grow your own following, grow a big fan base of passionate, engaged people who are of like mind and who get you, well, then head over to danaclass.com because I've got a really good free training over there that I know you're going to love. All right, sit tight. I'm going to be right back. We're going to do a little poll here today if I can make all my new technology work. Come back to find out, was it a train wreck or not in just 90 seconds.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster. All together with no spaces, and we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild, and welcome back to the show. It's so good to be here. You know, we've been talking about perfectionism, and I came into the show wearing an actual physical facial mask, you know, gold facial mask. I'm sitting here now with no makeup on during the show, and there's one more little bit that happened. We've been having trouble pre-scheduling our live streams on Facebook this week. So Mallory's tried several times. I've tried several times. There's some kind of glitch with Facebook that it doesn't work. So I had a choice this morning. Nobody had received a bot message from me saying I was going live. I hadn't sent out an email. So I thought, you know, I think I'm just going to just figure out how to go live just without anything, without my studio, without anything. Well, what ended up happening was all of those mistakes, and I could have canceled the show, right? I could have easily canceled. Nobody would have known. But I thought all those mistakes made me go in and learn, and I found this really kind of cool piece of software that Facebook's got built in into the live stream. And I thought, when you're willing to just fail, when you're willing to go out there and just fail and look bad, like if you don't care if you look bad anymore, now what happens is you're able to explore new things and try new things. So I took a chance and I said, I'm going to try this new piece of software. I don't know if we'll use it in the future, but it's kind of cool. It's got a built-in poll. What we've been able to learn from our built-in poll is that 11% of the people say yes, they are perfectionists. 11% say no. And 78%, like, right, 80-20 rule, almost 80% say sometimes. Sometimes they're perfectionists. So if you're willing to fail, you actually have new and exciting things that come on the front. And the other thing I think that plays in here is the willingness to trust other people, the willingness to trust other people to just love you and give you a break and enjoy the process with you of what you're doing. You know, I don't know where we've got this idea about other people so much that they're all just a bunch of meanies that are just waiting to see us fall down, because it's not my experience at all. I think most people, and this is what the younger generation is teaching us now, they want to be on the journey with you. They're okay with it if you aren't 100% perfect, because it helps them see that you're just as human as they are, and it helps give them hope that they can move along the path with you and that they can achieve what you've achieved, because you're not out there looking so perfect, doing it perfectly. I sometimes use the analogy of, if you're going to start exercising and diet, do you want the trainer, and no offense to the trainers out there who are like this, but do you want the trainer who's like so perfect and is jogging while she's talking to you and she's got the perfect body and the perfect face and is like, oh, I ate a head of lettuce for lunch today. Like, do you really want that person to be your trainer? Or would you rather have the person be your trainer who's banging around figuring it out for herself? And so know that your audience doesn't want the perfect you. They don't even want the perfect you. They want the imperfect you. Okay, finally, two more things. My word, she's got a lot to say today. Two more quick things, right? The first thing is, I hate to clue you in. This is probably the greatest secret ever told that I'm going to tell you right now. But even when you get it out there, no matter what point you think it's done, it's not really done. Eek! You are going to continue to revise it and change it and revise it and change it. And so you might as well just get it out there in some kind of 1.0 version. Be like Microsoft and just release something and be like, okay, we'll fix it after. People will tell us what needs to be added or what needs to be fixed. That's how you get a better product, is you let people tell you, hey, here's what's missing. So you're always going to be revising. So you might as well just get it out there now and let your tribe help you revise it. Let your tribe tell you what needs to be there. And then finally, of course, it wouldn't be a Mind Aware show if I didn't end by saying, this is really about how you think. If you are going to continue to say, I'm a perfectionist, or this isn't getting out because I'm being a perfectionist, or I just want it to be right, if you say those sentences and you continue to talk like that, you're going to continue to feel that need to be perfect because you're afraid people are going to criticize you, or you're afraid it's not going to be right. So instead, just start saying things like, this is getting easier for me. It's getting easier for me to just put information out into the world. It's getting easier for me just to show up with my vehicle for marketing, whether it be live streaming or podcasting or blogging or whatever. It's getting easier for me to see those typos and not feel so bad about it. It's getting easier for me to catch stuff later and realize that it's not a big deal. It's getting easier for me to fail and still like myself. It's getting easier for me to see my audience as an audience that's open and caring and loving and supportive. It's getting easier every single day to put myself out there in a bigger and bigger way. I love being a brain trainer because I know that I can change my thoughts around anything, and I'm going to start right now today. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.